and angels, thank you for tuning in to the Morning Rush. Yes, the Morning Rush. Today, I decided to do one today because, of course, I haven't done one in like a long time. So without further ado, let's get started. Of course, it's me, your host, Spirit, and I'm so glad to just give y'all any updates and information that y'all just want to hear from me. Now, guys, I know it's been a minute. I know I just keep going in and out, but I have projects that I'm working on so that you can hear me literally every day, okay? Yes, every day I'm working on it, but we're going to get this, you know, pop into where y'all can. And fingers crossed, you know my dream is to be on the radio, so I'm going to make that happen. How's everybody doing today? I hope y'all having a lovely morning. And if this is night to you guys, good night. How y'all doing? And if this is evening to you guys, hey, good afternoon. But hopefully this is all morning for everyone. I don't know. Unless you're across the world, then of course it's going to be nighttime. But so without further ado, let's get started. I am feeling great. I love that I can be in a best mood, a good mood, because I've been a little bit down because I'm transitioning through life and trying to understand things that I don't understand. But honestly, guys, we don't always need to understand everything that happens. It's about life. It's about the progress. It's about the process. If we want to know everything that happened in life, it's not exciting. It's not good. It's not fun. So I really wanted to come to you guys because I know for me today, and usually these weeks, it's just been so mysterious, but in a good way, because I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know what's going to reveal itself, you know, today, but I hope it's something good, because I've been praying, I've been trying, I've been working out, I've been doing stuff that benefits me, eating healthy. Even though I've been slacking a few days, so, you know, it's going to creep up on me. But I've been doing really good. And I want to encourage you guys to do the same. We live in this world now where we have the society try to depict what we should look like. And I want to tell you guys that we should not do that. Be healthy because you want to be healthy. And healthy does not have a weight to it. Of course, you can be, 600 pounds, and that's not healthy. But I'm talking about, you know, more so weight of goodness. Look, I'm like in my 200s and I'm very healthy. I don't eat what I used to eat anymore. I'm actually very good at what I do. I plan, I diet. So it's not like I'm just overweight and just eating everything. Sometimes you just gain weight, but it's up to us to make sure if we want to get to the place that we want to be at, that we do it, you know, right. And I just want to tell you guys, that's exactly how it is in your life as well. When you want to put a fast on, you know, how people are to you and how things work, you have to diet yourself. You have to diet your life. And that can be from your lifestyle. That can be from your mindset. That can be from, you know, physical, literally dieting. But I'm talking about your mental process. We live in this world where, you know, everything that the internet says goes, and it should not be like that. I know for me, I just don't like it. I think it's something that we have to change, because if in order for us to get where we need to be at, we have to change that mindset. So instead of having the internet tell us and having the society on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter to tell us what to do, we need to do it ourselves. We need to get up and just do what makes us happy. Now, if you feel like the internet makes you happy, then by all means, do so, you know. But if you know for a fact that you have something to give to the world that does not come with, you know, what society wants, you give it and you do it. Because at the end of the day, this is what's going to make you happy. I know that a lot of times we overthink a lot of stuff, but it's okay. It's about the process. And me being a Gemini and an air sign, I think within a thought. Hell, my brain got a brain. Okay, so let's just put it out there. I understand, but unless you could tell the future, and unless you want to know your future, don't think about it. You live your life day by day and make the best of it every day, because you don't know who you're encouraging in your life platform. I have my best friend, y'all have heard of him, Jadarius. He posted something yesterday, and was it yesterday or the other day? I think it was yesterday that really hurt my feelings. It was not even like something that hurt my feelings as far as, oh, he said something. No, it was more so to see that he was in a process of life where he just don't care. It makes me sad, because Jadarius is a full of sunshine, a full of light, a ball of excitement. Somebody that a friend needs in their life. And it's just like, you know, we live in this world where at the age of 20, you're supposed to already have your GED. Sorry, not your GED. Yes, have your GED, guys. But you're already supposed to have your house, your palace, your stable job. You know, you're supposed to be a millionaire at this point. That's what it feels like today. And it's like, you know, we're still young. Live your life. Of course, you need to be stable, but live your life. And it's hard sometimes when you see everybody around you, you know, moving fast, and it's like your life is going slow, going, you know, at a snail pace. And honestly, I can relate. I just feel like when it comes down to podcasting, I've been doing this for almost 2 years, and I still feel like I'm still stuck in this stagnant, you know, thing where I just feel like I could be doing more. But what I will say is, life has its moments to where we need to be stuck in that stagnant place so that we can understand what's the problem. And that's what I want to like give to you guys. Sometimes we have to be stuck just so we can realize what's going on in our life. We're not going to always get it. We're not going to always have it, but it's up to us to try and get the memo and try different things so that when we do get it, we're going to go into our new chapter. Don't worry about what other people's doing. They're going to do what they want to do. It's going to be a time in their life where they're going to get stuck and stagnant. It just happens. Everybody has that stuck, stagnant energy once in their life to where they don't know where to go. Maybe there's, and you know, they might have a growth spurt. I call it a growth spurt because some people have growth spurts, but then they get stuck. You know, then they have to maintain on, you know, after having that growth spurt, they just there. That doesn't mean that you not growing anymore. It's really just mean that now that you have this push, you defend for yourself. See what you can do now. I gave you that push. What can you do with that? You know, so guys, if I can give y'all any advice, I would say keep going. Just because some people have their growth spurt doesn't mean that you're not going to have yours. It might take a while, it might take a year, it might take some days, but don't get discouraged. We are in this world for a reason. Some people end theirs in a process of knowing what was their reason, but that doesn't mean that you have to end yours. And it doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to live this way all the time. But you got to get out that stagnant mindset. You got to get out that, you know, mindset of, I'm going to be like this forever. Because if you do, you are going to live like that forever. It takes time. It takes dedication. You know, that's why I pray. Because even though I know I could be doing something more, and I know that I can be reaching my dreams, I pray, I seek guidance, and I keep going. Everything don't happen overnight, but I know for a fact, if I keep trying and if I keep going, something's gonna give. We have to be in that place where we just know something is going to give, but we also have to work hard for it, you know? We could pray all we want, but if we don't take action, it doesn't go anywhere. We got this. We all got this. So thank you, my angels and angels, for listening to The Morning Rush. I know it was short. I'm sorry. But I just wanted to get that out there because I know somebody out there is going through something. Something similar to my best friend. But know that you are going where you need to go. Just push yourself. Sometimes it's better to listen to your environment to understand what's going on. So once again, I love you today like I love you tomorrow. Stay tuned because I might record again. Have a good day. Peace, love, and prosperity. Bye-bye.